Case number 10,703, Stephen and Amy Pearson, north of row 298, 1,454.18 feet northeast of Big Oak Lane. A variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
Hi, name and address.
Amy Pearson, 8 Galaxy Drive, Newark, 1971.
Yes, we do.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give me the truth,
all
truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, if not, call the office.
Good evening.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board?
We are requesting a variance from the rear and left side setback for a ground level deck. We built the deck already. We were under the impression that if it was ground level, that it worked like a patio would, where it could go up to the right up to the property line. The lot is really tiny. It's 48 feet wide. And the right-hand side of the property has a 15-foot-wide boat ramp easement for Big Oak Landing. The neighborhood has 13 lots that use that boat ramp. So we tucked the house to that side, you know, to the left-hand side of the property as far as we could, just to give them, you know, ample space to use that ramp. The deck is ground level towards the house and then is probably at the max maybe about 15 inches off the ground. Then the neighbor to the left's house is about 100 feet away. He's on, I think, about 2.5 acres. So his house is pretty far away from where we are and where this deck is as far as in relation to his property line. It's really kind of a treed section of the yard that kind of buffers the 2 yards that nobody ever really uses. So.
Okay.
I did do a little overhead to show you what the...
pass it down, if you would, please. Thank you.
How long has this house been there in deck?
The house is brand new. It was just finished in July.
Who was the builder?
My husband.
Okay. So the dining room is 2 foot in the setback also?
It's a cantilever.
Yeah, which makes it 2 feet into the setback.
Right.
Thank you.
These aren't ground level decks.
It's ground level at the house. It basically sits right on the dirt at the house, and because the land falls off a little bit as it gets to the water, at the back of the deck, it's probably 15 inches.
Okay. So it steps back up?
The land goes down, so the deck is higher because of the way the land rolls.
Okay. So you would suggest that would make it unique?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you address the remainder of the standards?
Yes. It's also unique, like I said, because it's a 48-foot wide lot, and you know we already have about 15 feet taken up there, you know, by the easement for the boat ramp. Necessary for reasonable use of the property. It was pretty stoned back there. The property prior to us obtaining it was solely used as ingress and egress to Hopkins Prong for that neighborhood. So it was stoned with like crush and run,
mm-hmm.
Which is really why we wanted to put a patio or deck out there, because the yard was really kind of unusable as it sits without going in and, you know, kind of digging a lot of stuff out. And I don't really think it's going to have any effect on the surroundings, because, you know, the only neighbor that's really affected is the neighbor to the left, and he's so far back from where the deck is that, you know, like I said, we, you know, it just seemed like a very unused area of their yard. It's all treed, and it's probably about a 20-foot wide buffer of trees between us and them. So I don't think it would really affect him. I mean, you know, as far as it being necessary to afford relief just from the for the fact that, you know, it's already there, and, you know, we'd hate to tear it up if we didn't have to. And I don't really think it's going to affect anything, you know, as far as adjacent properties or, you know, it seems to be conforming with what goes on in the neighborhood. There are a lot of decks, you know, similar properties because a lot of stuff is tiny along the water there, like we are, so.
Okay.
You said that your husband built this?
Yeah.
Is he a licensed contractor?
Yes.
Does he build primarily up in Newcastle County?
Yes.
And any reason that you have to explain how he ended up building into the setbacks?
Well, and like I said, I mean, we were under the impression that when you do a patio or driveway, anything that's ground level, typically you can run that to the property line. So we were, I guess, just under the impression that the deck would follow the same guidelines, and it doesn't.
Well, it's not just the deck, though, that's in violation, isn't it? It's the whole dwelling, isn't it?
No.
The dining room.
No, yeah. Just the cantilever.
And
this part right here.
That was all approved.
That's part of the structure, right?
The little cantilever.
Oh, I see that little strip. Is that some sort of a bump out?
Yeah. It's basically like a bay window, but it's just square.
It doesn't go all the way to the ground, but if you can walk in it, it's living space.
Right.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,703 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,703 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.